Pound handler's permit.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, and Director Williams, again, I'll start with some background context here and process. So this stems off House Bill 311 that came out of the 2019 legislative session. It was carried by Representative Kerry White. And essentially what it does is it puts in place a requirement for a non-resident lion hunter that is also a hound handler bringing their hounds into the state to hunt lions, requires them to have to secure one of these hound handler licenses before they can do that. The VAT being before they can bring their dogs in and hunt over their dogs. Requires them to have both a lion, it requires that non-resident, that individual non-resident, to have both a lion license and that hound handler license. If they are chasing lions in Montana, they are hunting lions in Montana with hounds. The primary issue as we were engaged and watched the legislative discussion, a lot of the advocates for the bill recognized, spoke to in testimonial fashion in front of the committee, illegal outfitting that they were observing. And they saw this as a mechanism to address that. So the decision space here in front of the commission, that same bill, House Bill 311, points to the commission and its process to determine just exactly how these licenses would fall upon the landscape, how they would be available. And so that is the decision space in front of the commission. You see, we have divvied up, if you will, the lion management units in the state into areas that would then be, and again, many of those areas include more than one lion management unit, not more than two lion non-resident hound handler licenses will be allocated in each of those 35 units. And so that's the decision space, is how House Bill 311 hits the ground, so to speak. This is not a discussion about whether or not there are non-resident hound handler licenses. That's already been decided by the legislature. I just want to make sure, I know the commission understands that. I just want to make sure all the attendees are aware of that too, that there's two authorities coming to bear here. The legislature has had its say, now it's the commission's say. And again, those 35 licenses will hit the landscape as prescribed in the information packet. Two of those licenses available in each of those so described units, and then one of those units, just given the number, has only one allowed. The other relevant details, these drawings are yet to happen, the drawings for the special lion license and then the subsequent drawing for the non-resident hound handler. Those will happen through June and into July. So they are pending. There has been one of the biggest questions we've heard from some non-residents. You might imagine they're not certainly amongst those comments are opposition, disappointment. And I suspect that some of you have heard that directly. But one of the questions we've heard is, well, what if I as a non-resident get a mountain lion license, either a general lion license or a special lion license, but then in the subsequent hound handler drawing, I don't get that. And is there a refund opportunity? Right now, law does not allow a refund opportunity. There are other options for that non-resident. They can go with an outfitter. They can hunt without hounds. Or if they have the question is often framed, a friend or a family member, no dollars exchanged, not a service agreement, but they're going out. They could hunt with that person over their hounds, but they couldn't be the hound handler. So again, the existence of non-resident hound handler license, that's a decision already made. This is a decision about how that appears on the landscape and through the drawing process. 35 of them scattered in the units as we have defined them in the proposal. That's the proposal. That's the question. That's the decision context for the commission today, is how we have proposed to allocate those. Does that make sense? Is that what the commission wants to send out for public comment? In that context, this is proposed. So we'll go out, whatever the adoption today is, for public comment. And then also, as with preceding items, it allows for public comment at the podium today, Mr. Chairman. In that context, we'll respond to questions.
Thank you, Mr. Kujula. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move the Fish and Wildlife Commission adopt for public comment the proposed implementation of HB 311 by holding the first drawing for 35 D-4 licenses with no more than two D-4 licenses issued in any one district in 2020, concurrent with all other big game drawings where all Lyon districts can be applied for.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. I have a motion and second. Again, this is a proposal that's going to go out for further comment. Any questions or comment from the commission?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Just to piggyback kind of on what Quentin had alluded to, I think we may have all gotten a call from individuals, from non-resident individuals on this scenario, but just to clarify, a lot of this is basically outside of the commission's hand, right? Just to make sure that's understood.
Yes, Commissioner Brower, that's correct.
So, Mr. Chairman and Quentin, my question would be, I know we have to draw for the hound hunters or the license, but the question that I had from one of the calls was, is there any way to draw, to combine that with the drawing so that the first 35, for example, we give out, have both the Lyon license and the hound requirements or usage tied together so that, as I understand it, they have to have the license before they can get the other one, and there's a $500 fee for the Lyon license, and they really, most of the Lyon hunters want to use their own dogs. That's what they have them for. So I guess that's the question. Is there any way to tie the two together for the first drawing, and the first 35 or however they go into the areas would be guaranteed that, and then the others would know that they maybe are outside of that number?
Commissioner Stuker, Mr. Chairman, Director Williams, it's a great question. We too have heard that question, and we framed that question internally as well as we sat down post-legislative session, try to figure out how to do that. And I'll start by very coarsely saying it's actually been a very detailed and I would say complex deliberation to figure out how to allocate these, both the Lyon license, you know, limited, and then of course recognizing that there's a purchase of a general Lyon license, that's also an option, and then also this non-resident hound handler license. And we haven't, the path that we have found, I dare say, is the one that represents the only path we've seen through all the details. The details are, you know, the 35 would be a mix of non-resident hunters that aren't houndsmen. It also begs the question, where do you address, you know, only two per district? And how do you filter, you know, if to use your example, how do you filter through those first 35 if the first 17 want four of the districts, but the 35, the allocation, not more than two per, doesn't allow that. And that just then kind of rolls downhill as you continue to figure out second choices and third choices and maybe even fourth choices. So that is, and I would stop there. If there's more substance, we can certainly follow up. We can try to get someone from licensing on the line here. I would just summarize by saying, great question. We also had that. And for the details and the interplay of those details, this is the best we could come up, even as we considered that circumstance and the sensitivity to the refund opportunity that isn't there.
Mr. Chairman, follow-up question, if I may. Under House Bill 311, the non-refundable $500, is that in the bill, or is that something that is proposed by the department?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Stuker, Mr. Chairman, as I understand, that piece is in the bill.
Okay, thank you.
And I will confirm that. It's a good question. So as we roll forward today, I'll confirm that.
Mr. Chairman, another question, please.
Yes, certainly.
Quentin, would that be a circumstance in which these hound hunting licenses would then have to go to surplus?
Commissioner Brower, Mr. Chairman, yeah, that's a possibility. If the drawing does not allocate all of the available licenses, then we would look then to surplus opportunities.
Any further questions or comments? Okay, again, we're going to take comment on this. It is a proposal. We'll be going out to take more written and you know, verbal comment with the phone calls. If you want to comment now, please engage by *9, and that'll have a hand raised in our system. Okay, seeing not.
No comment.
Okay, thank you, Shauna. We'll go back to the commission for the vote, unless there's any final comments by anyone. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you for your work on that, Clinton. I mean, this is certainly a work in progress, and the questions that Commissioner Stuker and Commissioner Brower asked are good questions and thoughtful, and we'll see how this shakes out. It looks now we're moving to some quotas outside the range for approval from the commission.